This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Perhaps Bill Edwards wouldn't have been unveiled had Bill not been caught in the Collingwood pub in the wee small hours back on April 30, 1905. Innocently checking the pub well after closing time, he was arrested for burglary and his companion escaped into the night. He was bailed out after 7 days for £30 by one Lucy Minahan, who informed the police she was his landlady. Bill escaped to Queensland, leaving poor Lucy to face a jail sentence of 1 month by default. And that would have been the end of a rather disappointing story. But an unknown informant told the police two huge truth bombs. One, that Bill had skipped off to Brisbane. And two, Bill was born a woman called Marion. You're listening to Rainbow Crusaders as we discuss the self-styled man-woman, Marion Bill Edwards. We will be using the gender-neutral pronoun. Marion Bill Edwards was referred to as he and she throughout their life. Some of the reenactments and quotes will therefore have gendered she or he. Edwards was self-styled as a man-woman. We have kept it in their honour, but other forms of what can be considered transphobic language have been removed. It's still relatively unclear the exact motives for Marion Bill Edwards living their life as a man. They lived in a time when gender dysphoria was barely theorised upon, and even in Edwards' own words, it seemed largely to do with a sense of independence in what they saw as a difficult future for a working-class woman in the end of the 19th century. Edwards was born Marion in 1874 to a Welsh-born blacksmith, John Edwards, and his wife, Margaret Nee Mackay, from Scotland. Later in life, Edwards claims they were born in Wales before moving at the age of four. However, it seems more likely that Edwards was born in Murchison and took on aspects of their father John's life when they identified as Bill. Edwards was orphaned at an early age and the opportunities for their life were pretty minimal. However, Edwards was able to escape the proposed trajectory for their life of domestic service and marriage to a local lad when they started presenting as male. Speaking to the Lone Hand after their arrest in 1908, Edwards spoke of women's gender roles back in the turn of the century.
Hey, 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 you go in to give your girl a kiss in the hall, but instead you find you're kissing her brother Paul.
I don't think the world's much of a place for most women. They have the same tiresome graft day after day, the same tucker, what the old man and the kids can't eat, the same interests, washing the baby often and getting the keep of six people out of the wages of one, and no amusements. That sort of thing would have killed me if I'd fallen into it. Instead, I've managed to make a decent living at men's work of one kind or another. I've earned £2.10 a week as a French polisher and never a breath of scandal. Which is a dash sight better than what lots of decent, hard-working girls can say for themselves.
The king or the queen? Why, grandmother buys those tailor-made clothes. Grandfather tries to smell like a rose. Those masculine women and feminine men.
Around 15 to 16 years of age, Marion Edwards started to identify as Bill and wore male garb. In their memoir, The Life and Adventures of Marion Bill Edwards, Edwards describes a key moment when they were seen in male garb and not recognised for Marion. My landlady met me coming out of my bedroom in male attire and asked me what I was doing there. I told her I was Marion's Edwards' brother and that she had sent me for a parcel she had left in the room. The following morning, my old landlady gave me notice to quit on the grounds that her house was a respectable one and that she was not going to have young men going in and out of women's bedrooms. Needless to remark, I had a good laugh, and it gave me much satisfaction to know that my male disguise has not been penetrated by a keen-eyed lodging house virago. After purchasing a hotel outside of Melbourne, Marion was no more to Edwards. From now on, Bill was the exclusive identity for most of their life. I had much cash, and although I was cutting myself off from everyone who knew me, I wasn't a bit worried or frightened. By this time, I had discarded women's clothing altogether. Men I knew failed to recognise me, and I soon felt confidence in myself. From the day that I entered into possession of the hotel, I always wore male attire, excepting when I was compelled to do change owing to circumstances over which I had no control. As Edwards put it, a hotel without a woman at the head, well, a woman garbed as a woman, is like a ship without a rudder. So soon she decided to marry. And she found the ideal wife in Lucy Minahan. The result was that I made red-hot love to a widow. She said she loved me, and I vowed I loved her. So when two loving hearts beat as one, there was only one thing to do. That was to get married. That is exactly what we did. In 1900, St. Francis Catholic Church in Melbourne married Lucy Minahan to William Ernest Edwards. What they will naturally ask themselves is the question, how I kept my secret from my wife. But I did so. And that secret will die with me. It's important to note that although Edwards had married and had relationships with women, Edwards was also involved with men, both before identifying as Bill and during. Sadly, Bill's marriage did not last that long, although it seemed both Edwards and Lucy Minahan were cordial, or at least in contact due to Lucy's eventual reappearance in The Adventures of Marion Bill Edwards on the night of the 30th of April 1905. When the whole truth was revealed. You're listening to Rainbow Crusaders on Joy 94.9. We now continue on the life of Marion Bill Edwards.
Out on the board, the old shearer stands, rasping his shears in his thin, bony hands.
The breakdown of the marriage between Bill Edwards and Lucy Minahan was written in the worlds of Edwards due to the newfound love of horse racing. I liked working amongst the nags and they liked me. The best thing about the ponies was that I could indulge in my favourite vice without much loss. While I was racing myself, I won money on my own G's instead of losing money on other people's, which was a change. I had a partner over the ponies, and though he was with me morning, noon and night, he never suspected I was any less of a man than himself. It was after a big night of racing that Edwards was arrested, sneaking into a pub at 2:30 in the morning with their mate, Jigger Pollock. Edwards' arrest shook him. With more questioning and, God forbid, a doctor's examination, Edwards' reality would come crashing down. After their ex-wife handed over the bail money, Edwards decided to abscond to Queensland. Poor Lucy was arrested after this, charged by default. However, Edwards' lawyer got her sentence reduced from 1 month to 14 days. 1 year later, and Bill Edwards was recaptured in Brisbane, and their former life as Marion was discovered. It was a mystery to me how my secret had been found out, but I gleaned from the police who the informer was. He and I will meet again one day. And there will be an argument. And though I belong to the fair sex, he will not have the best of it. ¶¶ The emergence of truth that Bill Edwards was born Marion Edwards caused a huge scandal in the papers and was national news soon enough. On my appearing to the police court, the room was crowded almost to suffocation, while hundreds were unable to gain admission. When the policeman came back to take me to Melbourne to answer the bogus charge laid against me, a large crowd assembled to see me off, amongst whom was a well-known theatrical lady who's presented me with a diamond ring, which I now wear, and offered to pay all legal expenses incurred by me during my trial. It is unlikely that Edwards received such patronage, not for any malicious reason, more an unreliable narration. After this generous offer was mentioned in the book, The Life and Adventures of Marion Bill Edwards, Edwards later talks of Strife finding money to pay their lawyer, which would be unlikely if they'd had such generous donations from a well-known theatrical lady who seemed very, very easy to just give away her diamond ring. Following an appearance at the police court, Edwards was featured in the Melbourne Age, but this time, Bill was replaced by Marion.
A buzz of excitement ran through the court when Sergeant Murphy read out from his list, William Edwards on bail. There was a stir near the door leading to the courtyard, and Marion Edwards came forward, attired in female costume. She wore a torchon lace hat trimmed with crimson and red berries, and had a heavy, dark-coloured wig, for her hair had been kept close-cropped.
The article in The Age mentions many moments of laughter in the police court. As the police explain, after finding two men in the hotel, they found out, in their own words, one of them subsequently turned out to be a woman. Many jumbled pronouns litter the article as the hapless policemen try to untangle their case, complicated by Edward's switching gender presentation. After the trial and bail fixed at £75, Edwards got into another scandal, although completely accidentally. Banking on the media frenzy, the Melbourne Cyclorama that used to be on the corner of Victoria Parade and Fitzroy Street offered to pay Edwards bail, provided that Edwards would appear under their management in a shooting act. One of the feats I was to perform was to shoot glass balls thrown in the air, and I practiced the act and had performed it satisfactorily in private. Captain McLeod, who was performing in company with his wife, threw several balls in the air, but the trigger was too hard to pull and it caused me to lose my sight. At last I grew confident and I followed my ball until it nearly reached the ground when I fired. I'd no sooner done so than I was startled by a female shriek. Here's what happened. Mrs. McLeod had come out of her dressing room to see how I got on, and unthinkingly got in the line of fire, with a result that quite a number of pellets struck her. She was taken to hospital, and I am glad to say, eventually, quite recovered. The show was not a huge seller after the accidental shooting of Mrs. McLeod, but Edwards was to return and stand trial. This time, their lawyer advised that Edwards dress as Bill. After the case was heard, Edwards' solicitor, Mr. Maxwell, urged the jury to disabuse their minds of any prejudice. It was perfectly legal for a woman to attire herself in male apparel, so long as she did not so from any improper motive. The jury unanimously agreed that the defendant was not guilty.
Tired of being lonely, tired need a little sugar in my bowl. I need a little hot dog on my roll. I can stand a bit of loving. Oh, so bad. I feel so funny. I feel so sad. I need a little steamy.
After this appearance in the courts, Marion became a local celebrity. Marion Bill Edwards appeared at the local Waxworks Museum, self-styled as a man-woman, and then wrote the book, The Life and Adventures of Marion Bill Edwards. Following this came an article, which was printed in the Morwell Advisor by the writer The Lone Hand. You'd think from all this attention that there might have been a little bit more understanding, but still, we're talking 1908, so the turn of the century didn't have a very expanded upon grasp of women's issues. For example, the writer of The Lone Hand, Beatrix Tracy, wrote about Marion Bill Edwards in an interview.
In my bowl, I need a little steamy on my floor.
She isn't a normal student of the human nature she talks about. Her sex has caused her a few of its pangs, brought her none of its compensations. She entirely lacks the feminine desire to be ruled by a beloved one. She cannot imagine that a celestial choir may be heard through a little baby's cooing. She is a rebel, bitterly railing against the government of man as applied to woman. Because she cannot grasp that when a woman relinquishes her individuality and submerges herself in husband and child love, she has attained the best happiness a daughter of Eve may hope for. And she can have no conception of a man's joy, fleeting and poignant, in winning the love of a girl. An abnormal Marion, she has had no illusion secretly cherished. A sordid realist, by education, she has acquired, with her experiences, a fraudulent philosophy, the philosophy of a bogus Bill. Shortly after the appearance of this article, Marion Bill Edwards disappeared from public life. The remaining public announcements of Marion Bill Edwards related many to what was believed to be sly grog activities, which were published in The Truth, as well as being investigated by the police. The police had attempted to bring Edwards in for the accidental shooting back at the cyclorama. It was fruitless, and although Edwards remained in the sight of law, nothing was ever proven. Furthermore of Edwards' life, later, Marion Bill Edwards ran a booking business and a hotel in North Melbourne, and plus boasted of travelling to India delivering horses and handling the roughnecks. Eventually, after working as a clerk, Edwards retired to a house on Roden Street, West Melbourne. It was common knowledge among the neighbours of Bill Edwards' assigned sex at birth, but they were not fazed. Mrs. Golia, Edwards' neighbour for 15 years, spoke fondly of Marion Bill Edwards. Well, Bill always dressed as a man and everyone treated her as a man. The kiddies loved Bill, who kept them occupied for hours with stories of her adventures. In 1955, Bill Edwards entered the Mount Royal Home for the Aged and the Infirm and was sadly forced to live the rest of their life as Marion. Marion Bill Edwards passed away in 1956. They were buried in Faulkner Cemetery, and through the generosity of the Golia family, was given a gravestone. Despite the gravestone bearing the name Marion, it is as Bill that Edwards was most remembered. That is my life's history. As I speak, and in my own language. I trust that you will not think too harshly of Marion Bill Edwards. Listening to Rainbow Crusaders. A big thank you to Emma, our podcaster, as well as Graham Willett and Nick Henderson from the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives. Please download and subscribe to the podcasts at joy.org.au/Rainbow Crusaders.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.